Hello, babes, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night. Thank you for joining us.
Woo!
Cacao.
Cacao. Pet that rooster. Look, babes, let's get right into it, because we have a hefty episode. It's a big old fat old hefty episode.
Hefty in that it's garbage.
That's true. It's also glad. The voice you are hearing is the one and only pig fucking Mike Cronin, everybody. We also have to my left Alex Stone.
Hey.
The non-pig eating.
The non.
He doesn't not eat allowed. Pigs. Yep. That's true. Because he's a Jew.
Jew God won't allow it.
And the other voice you are hearing is the wonderful, the fabulous, the kosher Joshua Murphy.
Who talks a lot about Jews for some reason. I do.
You do talk a lot about Jews.
Someone brought that up to me at PH last week.
I was thinking about
you
that,
you talk a lot
too.
About Jews.
I was actually thinking about that earlier today. Because you got that thing where you say matzah gobbler now?
Yeah.
Because we found on this website all these slurs.
Matzah gobbler
is the best one.
But I came up with Sand Christians, which I like.
Oh, yeah. Was Sand Christians not in there?
No. That's an original.
That's a Murphy original.
I feel like I walked into PH right as you said Sand Christians like a couple weeks ago. But then I felt like you apologized for saying Sand Christians. Did that happen?
Were
you
yeah. Because I wasn't expecting to say it. It just came from the heart.
It's just what he felt.
Yeah.
Look, babes. We don't have time to do this small talk up top. We got sponsors to blow through, guys, and this time we've got real sponsors. Today we've got a really important one. It is, once again, Big Wang Theory is our sponsor. It's a reality show where we pick out guys on the street and we have a theory that they've got a big wang, and then they show us their dick, and it's proven to be true or not.
Can I ask you something about that show?
Sure.
Do they do it on the street? They pull out their wang?
Oh, yeah.
So it's also like a crossover with cops, because they would immediately be arrested.
Well, yes. Frankly, we're undercover cops also.
Okay.
We kind of trick people into it. We still pay them, though. I mean, I don't produce the show.
Sounds like you have some involvement.
Yeah. I mean, you can. It's kind of a DIY thing. You can also do it yourself. Also, finally caving in, and we have to plug the Rat King. Because the sewer people finally got to me, and I just feel like, you know, why not throw them a bone?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so it's not the sewer rats that wanted this? It's the sewer people? I thought sewer rats also.
At this point, they've all blended in, but they've been mating together. And,
for years.
Yeah, I found out for years. I took a trip down to the sewers.
You went down there.
I decided to check out my fan base, you know what I mean? I thought sell some ticks, but... turns out I got ticks. I have ticks down there. They've become an amalgamation of one another. And,
is it more rat or more people? What's winning out genetically?
It's hard to tell anymore.
Okay.
They have snouts, but they also have dicks and assholes.
Well,
I guess rats have those too.
But they're on their faces.
Well, that's just a fact. Check out... Rat King Meets World on Disney Channel. Guys.
I actually have a sponsor.
Oh, yeah? What's your sponsor?
I'm sponsored by, it's a new biopic about Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, yeah?
What's it? Karate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's called Gordon Lightfoot Fist Way. So if you just want to check that out.
You should definitely check that out.
Yeah.
I actually have to update my sponsor. I had a sponsor last time.
You had Monstar last time.
Monstar Energy
Which
Drink.
Is our sponsor now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, your sponsor?
That's why I had to get a new one. And I'm now sponsored by Red Bill Energy Drink. It's Bill Cosby's energy drink.
Yeah. It's always energy drinks.
Yeah.
What else can represent Alex but energy drinks?
Energy drinks.
Well, that'll do it for the sponsor segment. We actually are going to be on a new network. We are going to be on a network for real.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it, so I'm not doing it.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Like
yeah,
a podcast
yeah.
network?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It is Nordist. No.
Oh, Nordist. It's nerds from the Scandinavian countries.
Exactly. So. Nordist.com.
It's fans of Nordic Track, those That's Nordic exactly Track exercise machines.
We got free jackets.
And six Nordic Track.
It's frankly too many Nordic tracks.
We try to combine them into one and make one huge ramp.
pow, I just shit my pants.
That's good.
Just took a sip of my coffee. That's mine. And we're here in the garage with Alex and Meat. And what have you guys been up to? What you been up to, old Stony?
Shoveling more snow. I know that's what I said to last time, but it snowed again.
It snowed again. It's been like a month since we recorded.
I'm real mad about it. And it's March, and dogs are still wearing coats. That was a tweet, but I feel like it's a it's a thing I should be upset about.
That sounds like a 60s lyric that sounds profound, but it's not. It's March, and dogs are still wearing coats.
It's March, and dogs are still wearing coats.
It was a Bob Dylan lyric that I made in a tweet. Then I'm selling it back to Bob Dylan.
Yeah. He probably forgot he wrote it.
Yeah.
And he does buy lyrics from people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like comics from the 40s.
The snow net won't stop. Mm-mm. And Monster wants to play with the boards. Monster's
Monster's on the boards.
Mm-hmm. Monster's on the ones and twos. the snow is just relentless. Me and Murphy here walk dogs, and it just hurts your feelings to walk outside every day. Yeah. I hate it.
It just like builds and like I just said out loud murder today. I was so like angry. I just walked out and I said murder.
It's not fair. Like it's just it's bullshit is what it is. Yeah. What is this city doesn't want us.
It's the third worst winter in Chicago history.
That's true. But we've survived it. And that's why I made these t-shirts that I'm gonna sell to you guys. What if I tried to sell merch on the podcast to the guests?
The big opener. You should make a local reference.
One for 15 or two for 20. It's the same shirt. But if you buy two of the same shirt, $20.
What was I going to say? Real quickly, I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to the Up show that me and old Alex Stone did.
Yeah, that was great.
That was real cool that a lot of people showed up.
We got to do it again. So come.
And we're doing it again.
That one, yeah.
That was a practice run. But we're going to try it again, see how it goes.
That Green Monster's
going to be there.
I think
it's
going
to be in April. What's that?
That Green Monster's
going to
be there.
Oh, yeah, the Just for Laughs Monster.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
That would be weird if the Just for Laughs Monster was the industry. Like, he was the booker for
Make
Just for Laughs.
Monster laugh.
He did not talk about monsters very much.
Very unrelatable.
I want to hear what it's like to have one eye. Does he have one eye? I don't even remember.
No, I think he has sunglasses. Two eyes. Doesn't he? Oh,
really? Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool monster. Yeah.
He's cool.
He plays a lot of pranks.
He's a real hip monster.
He's like, yeah.
What do you think is hipper in the monster world? Like being cool, like we think is cool, like which is in my head only wearing sunglasses. That's the only thing that's cool here. Or is it being scary? Like, do you think the scarier you are, the cooler you are?
Well, if they're following our trends, then they're like in an irony period.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, I'm scary.
There's hipster monsters. Yeah.
I love Arcade on Fire.
I think it's like being a comic where, like, if you are scary, then, like, that is the scarier you are. But some monsters are just like, turn it off, man. Why are you scary all the time?
Also, that's kind of a cheap, scary thing. Like, you're using local scary stuff. Like, you use the abandoned hospital, and that's kind of like,
it's been
everybody does that. Yeah. You know?
Where you do the thing where they close the mirror in the, like, in the drug cabinet or whatever. And you're in the,
Can't you be scary in, like, a more personal way? That's what I would say.
You asked the guy that gave you a ride to under that bed. You're like, hey, what are the local scary things here.
What's the local scary town everyone shits on? It'd be great if you sold scary merch. That really scared you, right? Well, do you want to buy this fake hand that I have?
People are just screaming.
Do you want to buy this machete with your father's blood on it?
Wait, so in this era, are monsters scaring other monsters?
No, I think they're scaring like people.
It's like a Monsters, Inc. scenario, right?
Sure.
We just came up with a movie Monsters.
We just, I guess they do sell merch for that. Monster, you motherfucker.
I was watching.
Sorry, that was part of our new segment, Cat Watch, where I have my laptop on the floor and watch for Monster to step on it.
Yeah, the cat's asleep, so that's Cat Watch.
Old Meat, what you been up to, dude?
I've been watching my parents' house.
I've
been on vacation. Nice. So.
Just from like the outside?
Yeah.
They won't let me in anymore.
Camp out.
Mike Cronin is visiting Chicago this day. You're leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm an old road dog.
Old Road Dog Cronin.
Yeah, I'm heading out to North Dakota.
Yeah, because, Fargo.
Fargo, yeah.
Yeah.
Because things are going well.
How are you liking Chicago?
can we do high, high, medium, lows? High, medium, lows for Chicago with Mike?
We can't. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm getting a note from our new network producers.
It's like a guy that was breathing down your neck.
It is. He's back. Breathe softer. Thank you. You're getting into the mic. And by into the mic, I mean you're breathing in Mike's asshole.
Yeah, into the mic, Cronin.
So you're watching your parents' house. How's that going?
It's going well. Yeah. I'm taking a lot of baths.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. Just a and bath taker.
Do you got food privileges there?
I do.
Yeah.
I have to make a inventory and put everything back that I took. So
is that, that's not true. Is
no,
it?
That's not true.
God damn it. I really hope that your parents are that stringent.
You're filling up the liquor bottles with water, trying to like figure it out.
Yeah. I've slept in your parents' home before.
You're damn right you have.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah, they got a real nice house.
They do.
What's their address?
It's 8 doesn't matter.
Yeah. When did you move out of there?
Last August.
How old are you? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Okay. When did you guys move out?
When I was 26.
You son of a bitch.
26.
Okay.
18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I feel like I moved out when I had 18, too.
Oh, okay.
I moved out when I was 19, and then I moved back.
Moved
and
back.
Then 21, and then I moved back.
Yeah. Was it weird to move back?
No.
I almost did.
Not really.
Yeah. Were they cool with it?
Yeah, they were totally cool with it. My mom, sometimes they'll give me shit about living there, but they're normally cool.
Yeah.
But then the second I leave, they're like,
That's what Mike's parents talk like. They move back in to take care of them.
They're at camp right now.
Yeah, they're at
Watching.
Mark.
Love you so much. Come home, Mark.
You did some shows last night.
Yeah.
Those were fun. You touched a booby.
I touched a booby.
A rubber booby.
Yep.
What? You did a hoo-ha comedy show, and they had a pair of rubber boobs on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That one, Andy Fleming is a comic who lives here, and I don't think he was enjoying himself on stage very much. He just seemed like he was kind of annoyed, but then he took the fake boobs. Yeah. He was like, is this comedy? And he put them on his chest, and then he put them on his butt. And all of us thought it was the funniest thing.
It was so very funny.
But he was doing it as if like, oh, what if, I guess this is what you guys want, and it totally was.
We couldn't have wanted anything more.
Is that the worst when you think of yourself as like an intellectual, then it's like, oh, but they're like on his butt.
Yeah, it was so funny. Still picturing it.
I'm sure it was hilarious.
Boobs on a butt. And then Alex pitched a movie idea to him.
Oh, yeah. I just like repeated it. I was like, I told him, I was like, I just want to let you know, unironically, I loved when you put the boobs on your butt. And then I was like, how are we not carrying Andy out of the building on our shoulders right now? And if Andy doesn't write and direct the next Nutty Professor movie, something has gone terribly wrong.
Well, Murph Dog, what you been up to?
Same thing, dog walking.
How's the wedding plans coming along? Have you guys had to do much for it? Because it's coming up, isn't it?
We've done so very little.
Yeah.
At this point, it's questionable.
I still haven't gotten an invite, I don't think.
Well, they're literally in our room. Go ahead and take one. I'll go get it for you. You know what? Everyone take one. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to sell that for $5.
When's the wedding?
June 7th.
Oh, God.
Took me a second. June 7th. I almost said what Bridgetown was. I was like, I'm going to be doing my wedding from May. You should move on. I have nothing interesting to talk about. I panicked as soon as you turned to me.
Funny thing is, we do this every episode.
I always forget that you're actually going to ask me. And then I panic because I don't do anything.
Well, guys, I have been dog walking like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I had a weird thing happen with dog walking because sometimes... And you've run into this where people will have cameras set up at their house, mm-hmm. and you don't know that they have cameras, which always warn people when you have cameras, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not like you do anything wrong necessarily, but when you think you're alone, you just do weird stuff.
You do impressions and you talk to the dog.
Yeah, you do weird voices and say slurs and stuff.
Well,
like
I talk
Sand
like a Native American to like some of my dogs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A Native American?
Well, just like, to run with the buffalo. Like, I do that all the time with my dogs.
Oh, I say so much weird racial stuff to my dogs. Because my dog is a Dalmatian mix and the other one is like all black. And I just constantly make jokes about how I like my dog better because it's white.
Monster just bit Josh. Probably because he named her Monster. She understands. No, but so these people had a camera.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they had a camera. And as soon as I found out, I like just started panicking because I found out like a day later.
Yeah.
I just started panicking. So I was like, what did I do in their house? Because I'll just do weird things. I have severe body dysmorphia, so sometimes I just like look at my stomach just to make sure I'm not just to check it out, just to see if I'm not like super fat all of a sudden. And I'll just show it to the dog like, look at this puppy. But I didn't do any of that. What I realized I did do, and I had a panic attack when I realized I did this. They had Girl Scout cookies at their house. And I saw the Girl Scout cookies, and I picked up the box, and I didn't eat the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
I did something worse, because like I said, I was a fat kid, and I was like still like mental about it, and I just stared at the cookies. I pulled them out of the box and just stared at them for probably a solid minute, so it just looked insane. I mean, it is insane. Yeah. When you're alone, it's not. No, it looked like a Paranormal Activity thing, like where they just thought that I was like...
The ghost is there for like 20 hours.
Yeah.
We all know Sam Evans, who's a comic who lives in New York. He's a dog walker, and he will dog sit at people's houses. Like he'll live in their house and watch their dog. And he says occasionally people have cameras, but he never knows. I was like, I think the best way to quit a dog walking job would just be find the nanny cam and then just jerk off right in front of him. Just stare into the camera and jerk off right in front of him.
Sam sent me a picture of one of the dogs he was watching once. And he goes, hey, look at how cute this dog is. And it was a picture of the dog between his legs while he was taking a shit.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, please don't put that on Facebook.
That's so good.
Would it be crazier to like if you thought the nanny cam was like in a teddy bear and you jerked off into the teddy bear and like it was in there, or would it be crazier if that wasn't the camera and the camera's from another angle? It looks like you're really into teddy bears.
Oh boy. I was just looking through my notes, and I found this thing that I wrote down when I was drunk last night that we were doing. It was that character, me and Mike, well, it was mostly you came up with a character, where it was a guy who is consistently like kind of perturbed at his girlfriend because she won't use her vagina as a pocket for it. It's just like you constantly kind of hint about it, like, oh, sure wish I had an extra pocket. Well, I guess one of us has one, but won't use it. Guess we can't bring the money out tonight.
Listen, my wallet has sharp corners and it cuts into my legs when I sit down sometimes. Why can't you just put it in your pussy?
Why did I buy this plastic wallet?
We have a new segment that I am excited to bring you. Let me think of a name for it real quick. It's a game where I give you guys Twitter handles, and you have to tell me whether they're real or fake. And it is called Twitter Handles Real or Fake. Play that song. Twitter handles, are they real or fake? Twitter handles, I can't wait. That was a great song, Bob Dylan. Thank you for coming on the podcast and playing it. All right. Are we clear on the rules?
I would like you to go over them one more time. Is it real or the N-word?
Yes, it is. Yeah. You have to say. Oh,
you say
I'm
one of
check
them?
One more. Okay.
Are you checking what I think you're about to check?
All right.
Oh, you say like you have this brilliant idea. You just had a racist light bulb go over your head.
The first Twitter which handle, is black and lights. We'll just go around the table.
It's a white light with a hood on it.
that's an interesting lampshade.
Provides almost no light.
The first Twitter handle, and we'll just go around the table and see what you guys think. It's at Boner Clown.
That's meats.
Is that real?
No, that's Bone Snake. Oh, yeah. Not a pervert.
So we say real or fake?
You say real or fake.
What do you think?
Real.
Okay.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to have to go real as well.
The three of you are incorrect.
Oh, really?
Boner Clown is still on the table, guys.
Well, meat, lock it up, man.
I don't know how it's possible that's that Boner Clown...
But, I do.
But Jay Boner Clown is taken. Some guy named Jay...
Some guy named Jay Boner Clown.
Very unfortunate, yeah, man.
It's named Jay Boner Clown. It's a German name, Boner Clown.
The weird thing is I tweeted that, actually. I tweeted, guys, emergency. The Twitter handle Boner Clown is still available, and some stranger favorited it. All right, round two, fight. At ass player.
Oh, real.
That's real.
It's ass player?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, player spelled correctly or like playa?
Player spelled correctly.
I don't know why I asked both. I would say real.
Well, you know what? I'm going to check if ass playa is real. They are both real. Also, so ass player 69.
I feel like I should get one more point.
You know what? You do get a bonus point for that. Man. I mean, that's clearly explaining the rules, guys. I think I went over the rules twice. So the next one is dog tickler 69.
Fake.
I'm going to go real.
That's the dog walking service I work for, so I'm going to say real.
Well, it is real.
Yeah.
It is correct.
What do they tweet?
Tickle the dog today. Zero tweets. They just locked down. It's a guy named Casey Filkins.
You got to really lock that down, because someone's going to want to buy that. You make that. Yeah. You can sell that for 10 large.
I like that why would he throw 69 in there? I first just looked up dog tickler. And this weird asshole threw it 69. Make it sexual. The next one is at Dick Gobbler.
Real.
I'm going to go fake.
God, I hope it's real.
Oh, fuck, I spelled it wrong. Sorry, guys. We have technical difficulties. That one is real. The last one is at Boob Hope.
Instead of Bob Hope,
it's Boob Hope.
I like to imagine that was Bob Hope's Twitter account. He just made an error. I'll say real.
I'm going to say real because I think that character was created on stage last night. By Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false? Josh Murphy is our winner.
Can I throw in a bonus?
Yes. There's going to be plenty of bonuses.
The other day, as a joke, I said changed my name to at Putin it in.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that's already taken.
That's already taken? Yeah.
By Putin.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I just looked up Boob Hope because I just thought of it, and I kind of want to take on Boob Hope now.
Make Bob Hope jokes about boobs.
Sure, yeah.
Can we do a lightning round where we give you one?
Yeah.
To see if it's real?
Yeah,
just a made-up one?
Yeah.
All right,
you guys want to do it?
It's your brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I want to check one real quick while you guys think of them. Because I tried Dick Gobbler. I want to see if Dick Goblin...
I'm trying to think how many characters can you have in a Twitter name?
Oh,
Dick
yeah.
Goblin is taken, just so you guys...
Yeah, is there a limit on... There has to be.
There has to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it as the spelling of Dick Gobbling without the G. As in Dick Goblin. That one is available.
No time for G's. I got some dicks to gobble. I want to check and see if Butt Grunts. Okay. At Butt Grunts.
It's funny because while I was starting to do this, I realized every one of them that I tried was like disgusting. None of them were like, "Hey, if you wanted clean comedy, you go see a fucking clean comedy show." Let me tell you, butt grunts available.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What about butt doctor?
Butt doctor?
Butt doctor.
I just don't know why I assume all butt-related handles are taken. Yeah, yeah.
Butt doctor is taken. Okay. Oh, wait. You know what? No, I don't think it is. Rad butt doctor is taken.
Well, if that's taken.
Butt doctor 01 is taken.
But no butt doctor.
Butt
regular?
Doctor 123. No regular butt doctor.
Okay.
How about Furby rapist?
Can I guess that this is not taken?
I have one that I really hope isn't real.
That one's not taken. Yes. What's the one?
It's not the verb, but I mean the noun. Uncle fingers. I always feel like uncle's fingers were really weird. Everybody's uncle has weird fingers.
Uncle Fingers is taken.
friend of the show, Andrew Short, has a character called Uncle Fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just saw Andrew Short this past weekend. Sunday,
what is Uncle Fingers like?
he goes, shh, you hear that? Sounds like the pitter-patter of little boy feet.
Do you guys have any others? I'm so shocked the boner clown is available. There's something so funny to me about a clown with a boner.
Yeah,
just at a kid's party, he comes out with a big old
Schindler's Fist.
I'll check it.
Yes, I'm gonna go and say yeah. That's
you think
real.
It's taken? And listeners, you are welcome to take these, guys. Yeah. That's what you get for listening to this podcast.
I assume Dick Princess 1 is already taken.
I mean, that's taken by our listeners. Schindler's Fist still available.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to look up Dick Princess because that can be our fan group.
You run your fan group's Twitter page.
Yes. Dick Princess is taken. Ew. Megan Williams, congratulations.
Thanks for being Dick a fan.
The first fan.
One time I searched for the hashtags of Girls Night on Twitter. Yeah. It was all like just girls who were like
having a night.
Having a night. Yeah. And I tweeted at them, thanks for listening to the podcast. Got no responses.
What about, see if Condoleezza Bobice is available.
Can I just tell you, that one's taken. I don't want to type that. It will take me too long.
Jesus Christ 69?
That's got to be taken. This will be the last one. Because this could go literally forever. Yeah. Jesus Christ 69. Taken. Jake Fitzgerald, congratulations.
Oh, my arch nemesis. Jake Fitzgerald.
I just saw this while I was on my computer because I had to pull it up for Twitter. Somebody updated, like they wrote on their friend's wall. This girl wrote on her friend's wall. Every time I hear Salt and Peppa, I think of us singing and raping. Then it says, ha ha ha, ostrich. I don't know what that is, but I don't know why I'm friends with these people.
I thought it was going to go, ha ha ha, I know what I said.
Hashtag no typos.
How scary would that be? Not just a rapist, but somebody who sings while they're
my baby.
It's not even, yeah.
It's just exclusively Salt and Pepper songs.
Well, guys, that ends Twitter handles. I can't remember the name of the Bob Dylan. Will you sing that song? Bob Dylan's gone. Sorry, guys. Who is that? God damn it. Someone just popped through the window again.
Hey.
Always through the window. Hello.
Hey, it's me.
We got to close that
window.
Oh,
shit.
It's cold.
Can
you go back and close that window? Yeah.
No, I can't.
Well, it's broken.
It's under it's official evidence of a police investigation.
Is that you, Gary?
Yeah, it's me, Gary.
I thought you looked familiar.
I have this sheet over my head.
Why are you wearing a coat
and
a sheet?
I know you have a sheet over
your
head,
Gary.
Well,
you know, it's snowing out, so if I lay down, I'm invisible.
But it's a black sheet?
It's black, yeah. But
it only covers half your body.
Yeah, well, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
I don't think that applies.
I think so.
Okay. Well, you seem to be affiliated with the police in some way.
I don't think he is. Okay. He's been on before. Gary Winslow, brother of Carl Winslow?
Brother. Yeah, he's my brother.
He was supposedly a cop, but he's kind of become kind of a dirtbag who steals women. And keeps them in his basement.
Hey,
what is that
you
not correct?
Sick fuck. No.
I'm sorry. I, you know what? I shouldn't treat my guests like this. It's just I'm startled because you just burst through the fucking window, like all our guests.
Yeah, you're kind of bleeding. Like, do you need anything?
Oh no, I'm fine. I'll just wrap myself in this sheet.
Oh, good idea.
Well, what brings you to Chicago, Gary? Last time we saw you, we were in Cincinnati.
Listen, I don't normally do this, but I just want to let you guys know, since you're old friends of mine.
Wait. All right. I guess that's fine. Friends is a long time. Yeah. This is kind of a stretch.
You're never going to see Allie again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Allie is
Josh's fiance.
Yeah.
She was a guest on the show.
Yeah.
And for that reason, we're very... That's what? Why won't we see her again?
She called me screaming, but I thought she was just being a woman.
No, she was on her period, but
okay.
But also,
that's how you found.
But
her.
Also, she had to leave.
Well, what happened?
Why?
Something good, I hope.
There's some sick fucks after her.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Who's after?
He does this every fucking time.
I don't understand.
All right, who are the sick fucks that are after her?
Bunch of perverts. Bunch of people looking to fuck her. And her pussy and maybe her butt. I don't need that.
Could you be more
she
specific?
She doesn't need that.
What else do they want to fuck her in?
Is like in places? Else?
Like in her hands and her mouth. And maybe they'll curl her hair around and jerk off with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow.
No, they're real sickos.
What leads you to believe these people are bawling?
Sometimes they take her leg and make her fuck the back of her knee. I call it a knee pit.
They make her fuck the back of her knee.
They make her fuck her own back of her knee.
Like a strap on? Like
it's more like a friction scissoring thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Seems like there's an extensive bit of yoga to prepare for that.
Yeah, I'll be honest. They probably are going to break her leg. That's probably how that happens.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear this.
I'm so curious. Like, what?
Yeah, so for her safety, I had to make her disappear. You understand, right?
No, I do, actually. It's weird.
It is weird, Josh. I guess I'm the only one troubled by this, but it's partially because I know you're
safe
past.
And scissoring. Yeah. Uh-huh.
For our listeners who don't remember Gary takes women who he thinks he's protecting, I guess.
That's right.
He removes their ribs and puts them back into himself because
uh-huh.
he wants back the rib that God took from him.
Yes. I want to become a complete man.
How many ribs would you say you have inside of you?
Since we last spoke, I've added about 62.
Yeah. What's good? It's an even number.
What good are these ribs doing you?
What's weird to me is that you didn't put them in your rib cage.
Like, no, they're just everywhere. Yeah. I don't have the best doctor. We've already talked about this.
We did talk about this. We can recover it. Because is this doctor still working for you? He basically... Yes. Told this doctor to work for him, and when the doctor said no, he was like, "Wait, come on, you sick fuck."
Yeah. I didn't want to point this out, but you look like a bag of Tinker Toys. Like,
now that we're looking at your body.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, that's mostly what the blanket's for. Cover up.
All those ribs poking out of
yeah.
it. It's, one is piercing through.
Yeah.
There's no blood, though. I mean, except for around your face from the window.
Yeah.
But is that doctor still working for you?
Oh, yeah. He's still working. Well, he's not technically working for me. We talked about it. I'm blackmailing him.
I know that. I forget. I re-jogged my memory. How were you blackmailing him?
Oh, I caught that sick fuck not washing his hands.
So now has a life of removing women's ribs?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
right.
Putting them into your body. And he just throws them in wherever.
Just wherever he can fit them.
Well, and you came to Chicago because of Allie?
Yeah, that's right. I got her sent a couple weeks back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I just started running.
I forgot that you pick up
from Cincinnati?
Yeah.
That's a 7-hour drive, I think, or 6.
Yeah, how far of a run is that?
Oh, I'll be honest, it's weeks.
Did you Forrest Gump it?
I did Forrest Gump it.
It seems like it would take a while with all those ribs in your feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
would you say those help you?
They do help me. It takes a lot of... my feet are mostly numb.
You could probably ski with those things, really.
You know what? I haven't tried that, but I will.
Okay. I would suggest
I do have a spare set of ski ribs.
See, some of them, you admit, are used for less than moral things.
You're using some of these ribs recreationally?
Well, to be honest, I save so many people that I don't have time to put all the ribs in my body right away.
Yeah.
So
how many people would you say you've saved? And by saved, are these people alive right now?
Are they thankful also? You know?
That's a great question. Are they grateful for it?
Oh, they're so grateful. Like, I assume.
What do they do for you? Like, when you save them, you take their rib and you're like, hey, I saved you. Like, what is usually, generally speaking, their reaction?
Well, the last time I see them, they're scared out of their mind because I'm pushing them out of a moving car.
That's true. He... Let's just start from the start because I want to catch Alex up on this, on Gary Winslow's backstory, just so we can get a real clear view of how helpful you are to people. So basically, there's missing people in this world.
Uh-huh.
Although Allie wasn't missing, and that's where I'm having. We'll get to that in a second.
There's she was going to be missing, and is in fact, in my defense, now missing.
Seems like it came right. I'm on his side, frankly.
Well, I feel like I'm alone on
can
this.
Can I high five you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just okay. Confused. I'm
that's
very
why I feel
sorry.
Confused.
Poked you with a rib.
Sorry. Oh, that's weird, man.
You have ribs coming out of your palms. I feel like I have rib? To explain this
yeah,
to you okay. Just so that maybe you'll be... just because I feel like I'm lost here.
Mm-hmm.
Basically...
I'm going to look for clues while you guys are
you look for clues. I'll explain this.
Mm-hmm.
There will be somebody missing,
yeah.
And Gary decides he's going to find them
mm-hmm.
and then make sure that no one ever sees them again.
Okay.
So he makes them extra missing, basically. He saves them and gives them the hope that they've been saved, and then he puts them in a dungeon and takes their rib.
And then eventually you push them out of a moving car?
Well, yeah, I got to protect them. Anonymity is key, so... I got to protect him from even myself because I don't want to know where they are. What
so
if I, what
you,
if I turn?
He blindfolds himself.
I blindfold myself while
drives
I'm driving.
A van.
Push them out of the back.
I have a separate question.
Yeah.
How many people have you killed from driving blindfolded?
That's a good question.
You wouldn't know.
I would never know. Yes.
So even from the scene, you are running blindfolded.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
okay.
Right. But I use cruise control and GPS, so I'm sure I'm usually pretty safe.
Do you ever feel a loud thud in your body slowing down from about 60 miles an hour to zero?
I'm pretty sure most of those are speed bumps.
On the highway?
Well, you never know.
When you go through school zones.
Uh-huh.
Can I get back to this rib thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you seem very motivated to become a whole man.
That's right.
By taking the ribs. But... as I understand it, God only took one rib from you.
That's a great
point. So why are you taking so many ribs back?
That's a great question, Alex. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my idea.
Well, I'm trying to find the right rib because I know as soon as I find the right one, it's going to give me more strength.
So it's like a Cinderella slipper sort of situation.
Exactly.
You're trying to...
And I'm not going to lie to you. As I've grown accustomed to all the ribs.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give them up, even when I know it's not the right rib I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. But at some point, it seems like you're going to run out of space. Like, don't you think you're ever going to hit a point where you're like, there's too many ribs?
No, because I think I'll just put on more weight.
That is actually, yeah, you've put on a lot of weight since last I saw you, Gary.
That's right, I've gained 36 pounds.
Okay, what are you up to?
I'm up to 348 pounds.
You move fast.
So how much did you
even
weigh
after
before
jogging, the even after jogging from Cincinnati to Chicago?
How many pounds did you add running here?
Did you make any pit stops? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you save
any
people
any
on the
ribs?
Way?
Oh, I would. Yeah. I mean, occasionally I'd stop at a gas station, get a bucket of lard.
Okay.
They sell that at gas stations.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
The bigger ones, Love's.
Flying J. Sure.
Why
Flying
didn't
J.
you just drive the van here?
That's a great question.
That's a great question. I don't have an answer for that. Other than, you know, I don't get smells as much when I'm driving fast. So
okay, no. I understand.
Now is your head like towards the ground this whole time that you're doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's right. I'm looking straight down.
Has anyone ever stopped you, saying like, "Oh, you look like a fucking freak"?
I'll be honest. That's why it took me weeks. I got stopped constantly.
Hmm. By who? Like, what kind of people stopped you?
Police.
How'd you get out of it?
Oh, I said, get your hands off me, you sick fuck.
It's weird how that sick fuck argument really turns people onto you. Because nobody wants to be a sick fuck.
And most towns I go through, I look up the police and all the shit that they got going on.
You blackmail a lot of people?
I blackmail a lot of people.
You blackmail your way through life, don't you?
I have to,
Gary,
to keep these six fucks out of there.
Look, Gary, since you're a friend of the podcast, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Before you go, real quick, I don't even know if you're going, but okay. I don't. Did you? Does Allie still have all of her ribs, or have you taken Allie's rib yet?
I've already taken it.
It's gone?
Been pushed out of the car.
She's out of the car?
Yeah, she's out.
Roughly, where did you knock her out? Oh, you're blindfolded.
I can't tell you. Why would I tell you, you sick fuck?
I'm a sick fuck.
Why is he a sick fuck?
Oh, he's trying to find this girl and fuck her knee pits.
I didn't know about the knee pit fucking till you brought it up.
Yeah, I bet.
I gotta say thank you.
Who isn't a sick fuck to you? That's what I want to know.
Let's see.
You and Josh seem to be hitting it off.
Carl Winslow. Yeah, this Josh character is pretty fun. let's see. Elvis Costello.
I'm a sick fuck?
Oh, you're definitely a sick
Why
fuck.
Why am I a sick fuck?
You're constantly asking me where these women are so that you could stick your dick in a, you'd stab a hole in them and fuck them.
Oh.
Well, can I, that's fair. I do want to do that. So I guess you're right. But I think you're the sickest fuck of, sickest fuck of all.
You're a sick fuck.
You're a sick fuck.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You're a sick fuck.
Oh, shit. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
Can I tell you one thing in closing? Take my wife's rib, please.
Take it.
Take it.
And fuck it.
This guy's good.
I feel like we're going to be... Can I tell you something? Tom and I used to be best friends. New best friend.
Well, I mean, he does have your wife's rib in him.
Hey, guys, real quick. I've just been exhausted from being on the road. You mind if I sleep in your dishwasher?
Sounds like you got the conscience of a sick fuck who's trying to get clean.
Yeah, you're a sick fuck.
You sick fuck. Look, thanks for coming on, you sick fuck. And if you just want to, you can sleep in the dishwasher, I guess.
It's two birds, one stone. I could take a nap and also take a shower.
Couldn't you just do that in the shower? We have a shower.
What am I?
Sick fuck.
Like a sick fuck.
What do you worship? That's what I want to know.
What do I worship?
Yeah, yeah. Are you a good Christian?
Yeah, I love Christ.
Wait, what about Christ's rib? Would you take his? Well, I guess he's a man.
Yeah.
What about Eve?
Oh, Eve.
Oh, that's the ultimate rib.
Yes.
Right?
I'd actually have to take her whole body and put it inside my body. Because she was formed from a rib.
Would you? So yes. That seems to be the rib you're looking for. So would you then take all of the ribs you currently have inside of your body out to replace them with Eve?
That would make for... That would, to be honest, that would clear up a lot of space. And I'm going to have a lot of loose skin after that. So that would be a pretty easy operation, I think.
It seems like your ultimate goal then should be to find the Garden of Eden. Well, I don't know where she buried. Also, she's not real, but like it doesn't matter.
Hey, don't you test my faith.
Also, Gary, what did you do with Mike? He was here earlier.
Oh, Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a sick fuck.
He's a sick fuck.
Is he a sick fuck?
No, he's actually a good guy.
I heard he was a sick fuck. I heard he's a fucking rat.
Here's what happened.
Yeah?
When I threw my grappling hook through the window, it snagged the back of his jacket, and I pulled him through.
Oh, so he's probably dead.
Yeah, there's a good chance he's dead.
We'll check on him in a minute. Right. Thank you for coming on, Gary. I guess you can use the dishwasher. Yeah. How do you fold yourself into it? You know what? That's a question for another time.
That's his other podcast.
Do you want to play the Twitter handle game, Gary? Okay.
At sick fuck.
Do you think that at sick fuck is taken?
Yeah, it's taken.
Is it yours?
No, it's not.
Is it taken by some sick fuck?
Mine is a sick fuck finder.
All right. Well, I've thanked you so many times for coming on. I think it's time for you to... at sick fuck is taken. You're right.
You got to find that guy.
You got to find him.
I've been searching him over years. What do you think I've been doing?
Smell his phone real quick. Go ahead and get that.
Oh, he ran.
Wait a minute. You're the sick fuck I've been looking for.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that on a...
It's murder time.
Oh, no. He's attacked me. Get the fuck off of me. Well, I've defeated him.
He really went down like a pussy.
He kind of collapsed in on him yeah. on his own ribs.
He really has no muscle anymore.
Very unhealthy. He's just on the ground. He's not dead. He'll probably be on another.
I'll never forgive you for this.
I'll still let you use the dishwasher. Thanks for coming on. Well, he's out the window. And we appreciate him coming on, guys. You can check out him on Twitter at SickFuckFinder.
I will follow him.
Yeah,
I'm interested in this guy.
Yeah. That was Gary Winslow. Guys, I think that we are good to come in for the close. Hey, Mike's back.
Buddy. Oh,
climbed in through the window. I thought you'd be dead. That's a long drop.
No, I felt this weirdo hit me with a grappling hook and pulled me down.
I wouldn't call him a weirdo too loud. He hears all. And he thinks that you're good for now. He might think you're a sick fuck next time.
Yeah, it's my new friend. So.
Well, Mike actually introduced me to an Amazon review that I'm going to share with you guys. We like to end some of the episodes off with Amazon review readings. and Mike found a real good one. Let me pull it up here. It is for a book called Walter the Farting Dog, Trouble at the Yard Sale, which is a real book.
And a sequel.
And this is the sequel. The description is, Walter's family is holding a yard sale, but there are a few customers. Or, there are a few customers. Walter, farting contentedly near father, wonders why. Then it goes on. There's no he finds out that his new owner's a clown. That's basically how it ends. I don't mean to spoil Walter the farting dog for you. Here are some 1-star reviews for Walter the farting dog. This one says, "I order both Walter the farting dog and its original, and they are the exact same book." Highly disappointed. I'm just gonna get. There's so many.
Wait,
reviews.
Does he literally mean like they just reprinted the same book?
I think he means he doesn't explain. I'm gonna assume that he means that that they're just similar premises.
Like Hangover 1, Hangover 2.
Yeah.
I just like to think that he just turned the book over and read it again. He's like, the same book.
I like this one. It says. This one's 2 stars. It says, from the moment Dad sells Walter at the garage sale without so much as a second thought, this book heads down the wrong path.
Wait, he sells the dog?
Yeah.
What kind of lesson is that?
I know. It is. That's how
oh, it's horrible.
Wait, so if you can't take care of something, don't take responsibility. Sell it for profit.
If some that thing won't stop farting, you got to get rid of it.
Some of the reviews hint that it is the most depressing book in the world.
I want to read one more. There's so many 1-star reviews.
Like this next one.
I want to read one more 1-star and then 1 5-star. I want to see what the 5 stars are. I like this. It says, the first book, Walter the Farting Dog, is hilarious. This book is not. If you liked the first book, stick
that
with this one.
That clearly has to be written by an adult, too.
Oh, it's these are all Amazon. Written by adults.
But it's not like my kids loved it. It is hilarious.
I thought this book would be great for my 4-year-old. I was wrong. Needless to say, I thought it would be funny until the dog is used in the bank robbery. The dog makes his way home with the money, and the dad says, "We're rich. What are we teaching our kids?" And the dog lights his farts on fire. And they never return the money. There's no good moral to the story. All right, I'll find 1 5-star one, and then we will wrap up. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Girls Night.
Can I just plug real quick my Walter the Farting Dog fan fiction?
Yes.
It is called William the Queefing Cat.
Let's see here.
Is that erotic?
Oh, it's very erotic.
You heard the title.
You explain to me how that's not erotic.
This one is 5 stars. It says, farting. Excellent farting book. Bought for grandchildren, and they love it.
It's like it's a genre. Like it's fiction, nonfiction, farting.
Farting
biography.
Book.
5 stars. Farting. Dog. The. What's not to like.
Garage sale.
I was at a bookstore the other day, and I saw a section called gay fiction, and it made me laugh.
It's not even like homosexual related. Which thing's kind of gay. Yeah,
Well, guys, I think that we can wrap it up there. Please, somebody, take the Twitter handle at BonerClown, because it's lonely. And I appreciate you guys listening. Have a wonderful girls' night. And email us at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com.
Hey, looking for a new wife. So.
And Murphy needs a new wife unless we can find Allie. But, yeah, I mean, frankly, minus that rib.
Yeah. That's what I was mainly into.
Damaged goods, bro.
Yeah.
Bye.